following is a presentation of the Horizons Forge Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizons Forge Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk with their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The decisive district semifinals are often described as a game that can pave the way towards a deep postseason run. Well, if that's the case, then it's certainly true to say that the region semis is the game that unlocks the door. Tennessee's boys basketball teams will be cut in half tonight, and the 16 that remain will be paired in 8 region title matchups proceeding in for the following 8 state sectional contests. Tonight, the men get separated from the boys during a 32-minute four-quarter battle to determine who belongs among the state's best. Two of those region semifinals are here at Livingston Academy, where Piggott County takes on Gordonsville and the Clay County Bulldogs meet the Joe Burns Red Devils. A year ago, Coach Edwards' team was eliminated in the region tournament by the team from Robertson County, and now the black, purple, and gold have the chance to return the favor. Join us for the Region 4A semifinal. Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way. The structural insulated panels, engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, this is the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, our 26th overall basketball broadcast of the 2025 season. For the second night in a row, we're sitting right here at Livingston Academy for the Region 4A tournament. I'll be joined soon by Doug Strong for this boys' elimination game. With me right now is the man who expertly chronicles Clay County basketball each week in the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper. He's our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Don't know about the expert part, but I do try my best. Well, we're here tonight once again. It's all on the line here at Livingston Academy in the Region 4A boys semifinal between Clay County and Joe Burns. The Dogs' season ended at the home of the Red Devils last year, and they are here to try to return the favor tonight, Daniel.
Yeah, Clay County much improved over last year. 12-16 record last year. Joe Burns, they were good last year. They're good again. They're 19-7 this year. Or actually, Clay County 19-7. Joe Burns 20-6. Two good even teams. Good game in front of us.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And we're staying old school again tonight with another audio-only broadcast due to the TSSAA mandates. But we've had a little practice at it here lately, Daniel, and they're chomping at the bit to describe it all for Bulldog Nation.
Oh, yeah, we love to have the camera there, but there's a certain part of not having it to me, just putting it on that scoreboard and let it ride. You know, that's how we started, so we're comfortable with either way.
Looking forward to it. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make all of this happen. They've got with us years and years ago and continue to support what we do here for Bulldog Nation. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, our presenting sponsor for this basketball season, who have partnered with us to spread their message to parents about talking to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Also, we like to say each week, or each broadcast, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. Spread them around the county. Today, they're on stands and will be in your mailbox tomorrow. So pick up a copy for coverage of last week's games, and then next week's paper will cover these ones tonight. Up next, we'll talk about the Dogs' region quarterfinal win. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show. Well, we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. The story talks about how the Dogs eliminated Knowledge Academies in Salina by a score of 58-36 in the Region 4A quarterfinals behind Lance Burchett's 17 points, Nate Adams 15, Nolan Adams is 12, 5 each from Hayden Adams and Warner Melton, and 2 from Jake Copeland. The Traveling Tigers came to play, though, and led Clay County 18-13 early in the second quarter before the Dogs closed out the first half with a 16-0 run to go up 29-18 at the break. They then outscored Knowledge 21-7 in the third period to put the game away and easily advance to tonight's showdown here with Joe Burns. Just once Clay County got their feet under them, Daniel, they really poured it on at home.
They did. Just a nice win. First time Clay County's been in the region semi since 2022, so good to be back.
Sure is. Folks, we'll be right back with much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for the Region 4A Boys Semifinals here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back here, folks, to the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Time now for the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 4A update. This Region 4A tournament got started back on Saturday with a quadruplet of games. Pickett County beat Merle Hyde 86-41. No contest there, really. Gordonsville knocked off East Robertson at East Rob 62-37. Once again, not a very close contest. Joe Burns and Clark Range, really the only close game of the crop, 64-52. The Red Devils knocked off the Buffaloes, and as Thomas just talked about, Clay County 67-45 over Knowledge Academies. So, Doug, definitely Joe Burns, Clark Range, that 12-point game, to a certain extent, got to make Clay County feel pretty good because we beat the Buffaloes in similar fashion.
Yeah, and then you look at the district final there, it was a 2-point game with East Rob. So, you know, you're looking at, hey, you know, we play our game, we've got a shot, and that's where you want to be right now. You have confidence going in and just got to play well right now.
Of course, those region quarter games have set up these two big semifinal games that are right here tonight at Livingston Academy. 20-6 Joe Burns against 19-7 Clay. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Also coming up at 7:30 tip after this one, 22-6 Pickett County taking on 18-11 Gordonsville. A lot of storylines between those programs with Coach Bibb. Also with the fact that Gordonsville beat Pickett County there at the end of the regular season. They split a pair of games there. That one is apt to be a dandy.
Yeah, I mean, when you get semifinal action, you know, the four teams there, they're all going to be quality teams. And, you know, Gordonsville going to come in with confidence because they did get a win against them. And there ain't nobody else can say that in our conference. So
that's right.
Good confidence builder for them.
Of course, both teams with seniors, they're going to be fighting for their basketball lives. We're going to talk more about that, obviously, as we get into this action. I always think that brings a little bit more out of those senior players, knowing that this is it if we don't win.
Yeah, and, you know, the intensity picks up each round of the tournament. It changes. And now, you know, you're still elimination round. So these seniors, you know, they're looking, you know, is my career in and out or am I moving on? So they're going to play hard.
Of course, the winners of these two semifinals tonight will meet here Thursday night, 7:00 tip-off for the Region Boys Championship. And they also, with a win tonight, would stamp their ticket to Monday night's Boys Substate Games. Quickly looking over at the girls, we'll update that for you. Last night here, Pickett County was upset by the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes 60-57, and Clay County knocked off East Robertson in girls action in those two semifinals 46-42, setting up the Lady Buffaloes and the Lady Bulldogs tomorrow night, 7:00, Livingston Academy, Region 4A Championship game between Matt Walker and Lamar Rogers and their teams. They will both advance, regardless of what happens there, to Saturday's girls sub-state games. Folks, that has been the Region 4A update, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. There are other folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. About 2 minutes left before this region semifinal. We're going to go ahead and get into the full coverage final word where we get our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to us by Ashok and Strong Insurance. We know what's at stake, Doug. How can Clay County get over the hump, do something they've not done, once again, since 2022, get into a region title game, sub-state game?
Well, going into this game, there's no secrets. You know, everybody knows everybody right now. They know what to do. You just got to wheel your game plan in better than theirs. So it's how they execute tonight and do their game plan and make some adjustments. There are always going to be some adjustments. But can we stay to our game plan and make them, you know, address that? It'll be the key.
Of course, these squads, when you look at them physically just standing here, as a lot of times has been the case this year, Joe Burns with the size advantage across the board, pound for pound. Thomas, what's it got to – do we have to win the rebound battle to win the game tonight?
Yeah, I think so. This is a Red Devil team that wants to get out and run in transition, and they do that by pulling down the rebound and getting that break started, Doug. So, yeah, on the board is going to be key tonight.
Yeah,
going to be big. We're going to go to break for the playing of the national anthem.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Back here live on the HNX Channel Quinn Parts pregame show. Right before that break, you heard the full coverage final word. Brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark Insignia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. We will start with Joe Burns there, the home team on the scoreboard tonight, the champion out of District 8, head coach Joseph Northington. Starting for them, junior number 0, Burton Cox. Senior number 4, Bryson Douglas. Junior number 11, Adam Riley. Freshman number 24, Carter Cox. And a junior number 32, Adam Cox. Clay County Bulldogs starting for them. Junior number 2, Cole Eads. Senior number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Stephen Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, weekday specials from 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get it on, guys. Hayden Adams is going to step in against Adam Cox. Red Devils going to control this opening tip. Once again, due to TWSWA mandates, audio-only broadcast of this contest, we know that the camera is pointed at the scoreboard. Here we go, Douglas with it out top for Joe Burns. The first possession, always a big one, I think, Doug.
Yeah, and they've come out in their zone right off the bat, Clay County.
Adam Riley hits the jumper. Red Devils up 2-0. Rematch of last year's region quarterfinal where Joe Burns won. Lance Burchett quickly the other way, misses the shot, rebound, put back, but Nolan Adams good. 2-2 the score.
Nice work for Clay to get in there and get that offensive rebound, get it back to 2.
Douglas with it, right wing, works in the corner to Riley. Now back out top. Actually, it's Riley with it out top. Swings back to Douglas at right wing. Perimeter passing here. Adam Cox at the free throw line. They don't get it into him. Douglas, three-pointer, no good. Cox comes up with the rebound, though. Adam Cox with it. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Hayden Adams. Clay County with a chance to take an early lead here on this possession. 7-minute mark of the first quarter.
There, it looks like Joe Burns may be in a little 1-3-1 type defense here. It ain't really a man, but they're...
Nolan with it. Works against Adam Cox. Steps. Has his shot blocked. Nothing wrong with that. We'll take it. Like we said, Joe Burns with the size advantage. Clay County going to maintain possession.
Yeah, and you can see Cox is really athletic in there for his size. And when you can stick with Nolan Adams with the Jukes and the Jives and still get up and reject that one, you've done something.
Really good point, Thomas.
Kind of remember him from last year. He's just a solid defender down there. He's pretty nice.
Coley's with it, drives inside, first foul of the contest call. That's going to be called against the junior, number zero, Burton Cox. Typical single-A basketball, three different players with the last name Cox on this Joe Burns team, very similar to Clay County with the Adams boys. Hayden Adams, a big bucket, and wave it off and come a jump ball. Lance Burchett had shot a three-pointer on the inbound play. It rattled out no good. Hayden got the rebound. And it was a Red Devil who got a hand on the basketball.
And it could have been tied up, but he was a little late on that whistle.
Clay County going to maintain possession on this jump ball call. They work again into Lance Burchett. Burchett going to drive inside. Kicks out to Coley. Three-pointer from left corner. No good. Rebound. Cox. Four, Joe Burns. I guess that has to be specific. That was freshman Carter Cox with the rebound. Douglas, three-pointer, left corner, no good. Kept alive by Red Devil, gathered in by Carter Cox, who kicks back to Douglas. Inside to Adam, just got to go first name with the Cox boys here.
Yeah,
now Carter with it. Go ahead, Thomas.
Carter puts it in, but very similar to Clay County. You've got a set of brothers and a first cousin, just like Nathan Nolan Adams. And Hayden Adams with the Coxes. Brothers Adam and Carter, first cousin Burton.
Okay. 5:40 and ticking here after Carter Cox had the bucket, 4-2. Joe Burns in front by two. Low scoring start here. 5:30 mark of the first. Nate Adams working against Adam Riley, and Riley called for the personal. Some of the Joe Burns faithful who had made the trip from Cedar Hill wanted an offensive foul, defensive foul call.
We had the same play right before it and didn't call it. I mean, so just get that initial.
Nolan Adams to inbound from the baseline off to our right. Clay County, the visiting team on the scoreboard wearing those gold home jerseys. Coach misses the shot, left block, rebound. Joe Burns loses the ball. The Lance Burchett is still to the hoop. Shot, no good. Adam Cox, the rebound. Passes out to Douglas. Douglas quickly ahead to Carter Cox. His bounce pass across the paint, no good. So the quicker pace creating a turnover there for Joe Burns.
Yeah, they want to play a lot of pace, because we do too. So this could be interesting tonight to see the up and down.
Now full court pressure by the Red Devils on the inbound. Nolan with it. Easily gets past the timeline. Sets up shop at right wing. Works against Douglas. 5:04 mark and ticking. First quarter, Joe Burns 4, Clay County 2. Lance Burchett now, top of the key. Kicks back to cousin Nolan. Nolan left wing, uses a screen from Nate. Nate, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Hayden. Hayden on the inside, loses the handle. Cox comes up with it, passes ahead. Layup good off the right side from Adam Riley. Riley puts Joe Burns up 6-2. Now Nate across the timeline for Clay County. Kicks to Coleridge. Three ball is blocked. Takes that foul. That's going to be called. A fortunate call there.
Yeah,
got a little hand after touching the ball, but Coleridge going to the free throw line to shoot three on the season. Coleridge hit 37 of 59. Good enough for 63%. 4:34 mark of the first. Two more free throws coming. The first one's good. Makes it 6-3 in favor of the Red Devils. Second away, also good. 6-4 now. Each shooting to make it a one-point game. It's away, no good. Carter Cox gathers it in, kicks to Adam. Adam presses ahead to Burton. Burton now, jump stop, runs over a man, offensive foul call. Charge taken by Nolan Adams. He's pretty crafty at that. On the season, Nolan has taken 6 charges, leads the team.
That's a pretty nice call right there. He got set and got him right in the chest, so that's a pretty easy call for an official.
Second personal foul against Burton Cox, so the starting junior point guard going to have to go out checking in
They're
for
going
him.
To their 1-3-1 now.
Number 21, Thomas Head for Joe Burns. So good to have a starter on the bench in foul trouble, if you're a Clay County fan, that is. 4-11 mark, no one in a trap. Stepped out of bounds prior.
On the line, looks like.
So a turnover there.
Yeah, and, you know, Clay County going where Joe Burns wants them to that corner where they can trap out of that 1-3-1, Doug.
Yeah, well, you got to move it quick because the corners is where you want to attack at, but you can't hold it there. You got to really move the ball.
Miller, 3 ball, left side, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Nate quickly out to Nolan. Nolan in the front court, 1-on-1, shot up and good. What a play. We're tied up 6-6 here. Joe Burns nearly getting the ball stole. Nate Adams nearly took it away from Thomas Head. It goes out of bounds. Red Devils will inbound off to our left. Joe Burns working the hoop to our left as we call this game from the visiting bleachers here at Livingston Academy.
And then that sub brought a lot of size on the floor for Joe Burns.
Big number 23, Luke Miller, checking into the contest. I think I called Miller earlier instead of Riley on a call for the Red Devils, Thomas. I don't know if it was a point call or not. So here we are, knotted up 6-6. Clay County had an empty possession just a moment ago. Joe Burns back with it, being methodical here. Cox hit the free throw line, kicks outside. Carter Cox fires a 3, no good. Collected in by Adam Riley. And now a foul call on Nate Adams. First personal against Nate. 3:13 mark of the first. Tied at 6, Thomas.
Yeah, and just a frantic pace up and down. Yeah. You can see the athleticism of Joe Burns, and we know how athletic Clay County is.
Yeah. Like I said, both teams want that pace, so they're not having a problem with it.
Adam Cox on the inbound, hands off to Adam Riley. Now Carter Cox, right wing. Kick back out to Thomas Head. Head out top. Carter Cox, three-pointer right side. He's good. Right in front of the Clay County bench. Doug Carter Cox, only a freshman for this Joe Burns team.
Good-looking freshman. He's got length. Looks like he's a real good shooter.
Sure does. Lance Burchett, top of the key. Clay County now trailing by 3. Nate Adams tries his hand at the three-pointer. Missed just short. Cole leads, rebounds it, lays it in there.
Nice job of Cole to follow that up.
Big to have that second chance opportunity off the miss, because that's something that we have been a bit critical of Clay County lately. Got to have some of those tonight. Jump shot no good by Adam Riley. Knocked out of bounds by Hayden Adams. So Joe Burns will inbound off to our left. Coach Edwards only meeting Joe Burns for the second time in his 25-year career. These two region opponents in football for the last decade. In basketball, we've been region foes the last year or two. And Nate Adams is shoved down by Adam Cox on the inbound. And the officials did not seem to mind. Everybody in the stands saw it, minded them. So Joe Burns, Thomas, we've talked about the physicality in these region semifinal games last night. And the girls, Joe Burns, coming to play physical here tonight.
Yeah, they are. And Clay County's just going to have to match it because the officials are letting them play that way. And honestly, I like it.
Absolutely. These region semis need to be decided on the court by the players. And that's the way it's been here at Livingston Academy this week. Another missed three-pointer by Lance Burchett, rebounded by Joe Burns, and the Red Devils back in possession here. Minute 40 left in this first quarter. Single-possession game. Thomas Head deep, 3-ball right side, no good, rebound Lance Burchett. Burchett now quickly across the timeline, puts on the brakes at the top of the key, lets everybody catch up. Lance going to work against Head. Looks back over to Coach Edwards, who sends in the play.
Yeah, Joe Burns back in a man defense here. Let's see what we got.
Adam sets the screen. Lance works that way. He's picked up now by Adam Cox. And there's that versatility of Cox. Now an isolation drive. Lance going to take him to the hole. Gets past him easily into the lane. And a foul going to be called. Defensive foul. The official hesitated, tried to decide. And fortunately, he called the defensive foul.
Yeah. It looked like he kind of slid under. May have got bumped a little from behind before that.
I think so. And You know, it's just kind of what you like to say, the body control of Lance Burchett. Otherwise, that's probably going to be a charge.
Burchett shooting two free throws, misses the first. Lance has dropped a few points on the percentage. He still leads the team, though. 70.5% free throw shooter, 67 of 95 hit on the season coming into tonight. Second one's away. Good. Makes it a two-point game, 11-9. Minute 11 left in this first quarter. Doug, thoughts so far on this?
Well, that's kind of what we expected. Both of them playing with pace, and, you know, both of them playing pretty well right now.
Joe Burns with it. Douglas right wing. Bounce pass inside to Adam Cox. Cox works against Hayden Adams. Dumps it off to Miller. Miller shot no good. Rebound Cole Eads. Eads now all the way into the paint. Jump stop. 8-foot jumper. No good. Nate Adams the rebound. Dishes it off to a player. Unfortunately, the player was Luke Miller for Joe Burns. He gives it to Carter Cox. Now Joe Burns with a chance with 38 seconds and ticking to play for a last shot if they choose.
Carter. Yeah, I think that's, well, no, you're not. As Cox pulls the trigger from deep.
Carter Cox, his second three-pointer of this first quarter. And we simply are going to have to put a hand in his face.
Oh, yeah. He's legit out there.
14-9. Joe Burns up by five. Biggest lead for the Red Devils of the quarter. Nolan Adams with it. 10 seconds left at right wing. Defended closely by Head. Gets past him. Now picked up by Miller. Kicks off to Nate Adams. Nate, three ball, no good. And a foul called against Clay County. A technical foul now being assessed against Hayden Adams. So Hayden got called for a boxing out foul, and now his reaction to it gets the technical. We've said it before. You just got to play ball. You know, I love the emotional play of Hayden, and he's just frustrated with himself. He's not complaining about the call, but that visible showing of emotion got him the technical.
Yeah, and you got to control your emotions right there. You hate to see that, though, because he didn't really direct it toward him. He was just kind of frustrated himself on the floor.
Yeah, it was. So Carter Cox in the line shooting technical free throws here. He hits them, makes it 16-9. That did not help the Bulldog effort any. 4.2 seconds left on this first quarter clock, and Joe Burns now with the possession. They'll inbound. Head with it. Kicks to Carter Cox. Another three ball right wing. No good. First quarter in. So Joe Burns with a run here to finish the first quarter. Puts Clay County down by seven. 16-9 to Joe Burns in the Region 4A semifinal.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Lucas Academy for the Boys District, I'm sorry, Region 4A semifinals where Clay County trails Joe Burns 16-9 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, Nolan Adams leads the way with 4 points. Cole Leach has three, and Lance Burchett one for the Dogs. For Joe Burns, Carter Cox, the great start. He's got a cool dozen here at the break. And then also Adam Riley with 4 points for the Red Devils, who lead the Dogs 16-9. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Joe Burns with the possession here starting the quarter. I figured it'd be the other way since they had it was a technical possession,
yeah,
though, wasn't it?
It wasn't a jump ball. Change of possession era, so.
Adam Cox in the paint, power dribble, spins around, kicks out to Thomas Head. His three ball in and out, no good. A big rebound in there by Luke Miller. His putback no good. Cleaned up, though, by Adam Cox, and that's what we can't have. Cannot have three opportunities for Joe Burns on one possession.
Yeah, we got to really get on the glass and work.
18-9, Clay County's been doubled up. 9 points the difference. Lance Burchett, right corner. Kicks to Eads. Now Eads to Nolan. Nolan drives. Kicks to Nate. Nate, jumper from the elbow. No good. That's typically Nate's shot. Not a good sign that it didn't fall down.
No, that's one you like to see for us, and it just didn't go down.
7-minute mark of this second quarter. Douglas with it, left wing, kicks back to Thomas Head. If you're listening from Joe Burns and wondering about Burton Cox, he is on the bench with two personal fouls. Also, Adam Riley on the bench with two personal fouls early in this one. Baseline to the bucket, and they made it look easy. Luke Miller getting the assist off of Adam Cox. Coach Edwards wanting a timeout. We're going to go ahead and take this one with him. 6:42 mark of the second. Joe Burns 20, Clay County 9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the boys' Region 4A semifinals, where Clay County trails Joe Burns 20-9. Early in the second quarter, this audio-only broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Lance Burgett, three ball, right wing, no good. Clay County just struggling from the field here.
And no second chances. Joe Burns taking care of the board.
20-9. Carter Cox tries his shot from left side, no good. And it's Adam Cox who keeps it alive. Foul going to be called against Luke Miller. Over the back foul. Clay County needing a bucket here.
Just need a score right here.
Yeah. You know,
get a little rhythm going, get a bucket.
6:15 mark of the second. Down 11, 20-9. Have just not seen that ball go in the hoop. And sometimes that cures everything. Start last night. The slow start for the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, and once a shot was made, it kind of changed. After a 13-point first half, we had a 16-point third quarter. Nolan Adams, three-pointer, no good. Here's the second opportunity. Cole leads the rebound, gives to Nate. Nate dives inside, nice pass to Hayden, baseline jumper, good. Good assist by Nate, good finish by Hayden.
And a nice bucket. Clay County just needed a bucket right there.
20-11, 9 points the difference. Douglas in a trap, picks up the dribble, kicks to Thomas Head, close to an over and back. He stays safe, though. Adam Cox at the free throw line. He's been a distributor from there. Kicks it back out to Douglas. Douglas on the drive. Denied by Lance Burch. He gives back to Thomas Head. Carter Cox. Bounce pass to Miller in the corner. He baselines drives. Gives it away to Adam Cox. Taking away Nate Adams. Nate ahead to Cole. Cole into the paint. Spin. Shoots. Does not score. Nate the rebound. Put back. No good. This time Carter Cox with it. He goes out of bounds. And Clay Kenny touched it last. So two opportunities on that possession, high percentage shots from the block, couldn't get them to go.
Well, we shot those like we was going to get hit. Just shoot them. Just got to stick them in there. If you get hit, then you get an and one.
5:10 mark of the second. Joe Burns up by 9. Hayden Adams going to be called for the personal.
They call that on offense.
Well, they should have.
Yeah.
Good. Douglas called for the foul.
Yeah, just a good job by Hayden Adams kind of selling out there and taking the harm, guys.
On the floor for Clay County, Nate Adams, Warner Melton, Lance Burgett, Nolan Adams, and Hayden Adams. Nate, bounce pass to Lance. Lance right wing, drives inside. Oh, looky there. All the way to the hoop.
Right there.
How do you describe that? That jump hop, is it a jump hop?
Just kind of a jump stop and got it to the rim.
Beautiful, beautiful. Laid it in off right glass and hopped right past the Joe Burns defender. 20-13. Make a 7-point game. Douglas left wing for Joe Burns. Ooh, a near steal by Nate Adams. He's so good at getting in that passing lane. Of course, he had 31 interceptions in his football career, among the state's all-time leaders in that category, and just that innate ability to read an offense, and you see it translate to the basketball court.
Yeah, and you see Clay County getting more aggressive in this 2-3 zone, Doug. They're extending it a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's what they need to do. They've got something out of it and got two straight buckets. So
Thomas Head, left wing, kicks to Carter Cox. Cox out top, bounce pass back to Head. Now inside to Adam Cox. He's well defended by Hayden Adams. Kick out to Douglas. Douglas good on the three-pointer. Puts Joe Burns up by 10, 23-13. 4:10 and ticking, second quarter. Warner Melton, baseline drive, in a trap, passes out. Knocked out of bounds by Thomas Head, and Clay County maintains possession. So we still continue to see Burton Cox and Adam Riley on the bench for head coach Joseph Northington. Joe Burns, the District 8 champions with their 20-6 record. Clay County, the District 7 runner-up, 19-7 record. Clay County beat Knowledge Academies to get into this game. Joe Burns beat Clark Ranch to get into this game. A takeaway by Thomas Head kicks it ahead to Carter Cox. And Clay County, needing a bucket on that possession, came up with a turnover. Joe Burns, methodical possession here. Three-pointer, right wing, good. Thomas Head gets his first triple. Coach Edwards going to call a timeout. We'll go ahead and talk about our presenting sponsor for the whole season and also tonight, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition.
Yeah, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition is partnering with us to try to spread their message to parents to encourage them to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let your children know you care, and you're there to talk whenever needed. It says, build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. Parents can be that source by going online and getting more information at samhsa.gov/marijuana. The project's funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services. Daniel.
Clay County with the possession coming out of this timeout. Coach Edwards' team trailing by 13. Melton to Nate. Nate, baseline drive, gets to the block, shot up, good.
Good bugger right there. I said, needs another bucket. But he's got to get some stops right here.
Makes it an 11-point game. Adam Cox with it. Free throw line. He has set up there in the middle of this zone all night. He's done a good job handling the ball.
Yeah, he's really good when he gets there to find where it needs to go. Nice to have a player like that.
Clay County's gone man here. We may find out how good Cox is on the post. Warner Melton with a steal.
Warner all the way. Euro step reverse layup. No good. Rebound Nolan Adams. His putback blocked, but a foul call. So Nolan's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Nice move by Melton. Wish the reverse layup would have went. Nolan, at the free throw line. 48 of 83. From that mark this year, 57.8%. All these stats come from assistant coach Andrew Meadows, and as we've often said, he keeps a lot more than what we're able to share on here. Just does a great job. Doug, I know you're somebody who has spent a lot of time around Andrew. He's a real asset to this program.
Oh, you ain't kidding. Anything you want to know about the game, he's got a stat for it. And that's helpful when you're preparing and getting ready for a game, knowing what a kid can do.
Andrew will even go and, you know, track opponent stats through film, as much film as we've got, try to find tendencies, things like that. Takes a lot more than just the head coach to make a program go. 2:40 mark here of this second quarter. On the floor for Clay County, back to the original five starters. Nolan Adams, a takeaway. 26-16, Nolan Adams hit one of two free throws on that trip the last time. He gets a bucket here, so a three-point swing, thanks to Nolan Adams, makes it 26-18. Clay County trailing by eight. 2:27 mark of the second here in the Region 4A semifinal. Timeout taken.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Semifinals, where Clay County's cut into this Joe Burns lead. They're just down by 8, 26-18, after a quick 5-0 run by the Bulldogs.
Maybe we can keep it rolling. Miller with it right side. Cox is checked back in. That's Burton Cox. Burton hands to Carter. Now back to Burton.
Since Clay's went to this man, you know, got two turnovers and got our hands on several.
No, but Adams knocking one away. And here's the thing, going back to Doug, you're talking about the man defense. Well, since they are letting us play aggressively, like you mentioned, Thomas, that is to Clay County's favor. Yeah. We can do that. We've just had to stop doing that at times this year because of foul calls.
Yeah, we ain't got many team fouls.
No.
You know, I think Nate's got one, maybe Hayden two. That's it, I think.
I think that's right.
Yeah, the only advantage there is the Red Devils on the post-up. But when you got Nolan Adams on the defensive end, you get pick after pick after pick. I think that's three in a row by Nolan.
Yeah, he had three or four deflections before with them.
Well, Nolan's the guy, you know, you can.
That's
you
a third give, on Cox right there, too.
You can give him and his whoever he's defending the entire court. Nolan can stay like he's in a phone booth with him the whole time, step for step, and just freakishly quick athleticism as far as proximity.
Yeah, that's two trips in a row. He picked the pocket of Burton Cox. That time, Cox a little frustrated. Picks up his third foul.
Cox, the junior point guard. We don't have all the accolades on these Red Devils, but no doubt an all-district player over there. Nolan Adams, a big three-pointer from the left corner. Doug, he's doing it at both ends of the court.
Yeah, he's kind of got us going right now. Got them defensive players in knocking down the shot.
26-21. Joe Burns still up, but only a five-point game now as Nolan Adams brings this crowd to life and his teammates here late in the second quarter.
He's in double figures with 10, and he scored the last six for the Dogs.
Miller bounced past the Carter Cox, kickball call. Yeah, had the free throw, the layup, and then that three-pointer. Red Devils. The inbound from their baseline, off to our left, underneath the Joe Burns hoop. Working to Carter Cox. Ooh. Foul going to be called on Nate Adams. His second. Just going for the ball. You know, ended up with some body. I understand the foul, but.
And you see Coach Edwards, you know, talking to his star player. Calm down.
Right.
Stick with it. That was a great play. You just got stuck with a foul.
It happens. It happens. That's why you get five of them. Good defense by Lance Burchett. Oh, a horrible call. Maybe the worst of the night. Coach Edwards letting the official hear about it, and he's joined by a host of Bulldog faithful behind him. Horrible, horrible call.
Yeah, just bullied his way into the lane, and then Coach Edwards is going to get a warning here. And I think that's well-deserved. It's time to get one when something like that happens.
No doubt. No doubt. That's just bad business right there. Anyway, here we go. 48 seconds left in this second quarter. Joe Burns with the ball and the lead, 26-21. Offensive foul called. A nice call by the official making it up.
Three on him, too.
That'll be three on 11. That's Adam Riley going out of the game. And a great job by Coach Edwards, just lobbying his case back and forth. And you can see some of these calls going both ways, guys.
Absolutely.
The official's having a little trouble with consistency at this point. Just kind of got to get it reined in. We're under a minute here, though, in the first half. Clay County only down by five.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here's get a buggy right here for the half.
Dogs with it. 30 seconds left in this second quarter. Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it, Thomas. Both teams coming up on the good and bad end of some calls here in the first half. Nolan Adams jumps off, 18-foot-2. Gonna go. Oh, baby, he's hot.
Big bucket.
Nolan with the last eight Clay County points now. 15 seconds left. Carter Cox to the baseline has it knocked out of bounds by Hayden Adams. Good defense. Hayden doing a good job there. Joe Burns going to maintain possession. They'll inbound.
Only thing wrong with that play was he stand out of bounds when he made it.
Right.
That was a good play by Hayden right there to knock that away.
Yeah, had he been inbounds, a clean steal is what it would have been.
Yeah.
26-23. Three-point game. Clay County with a great second quarter here. And Nolan Adams takes it away on the inbound. 10 seconds on the clock. Wide open layup coming. Lays it in. A 10-0 personal run for Nolan Adams here to close down the second quarter for Clay County. 3 seconds on the clock. Adam Cox, desperation three, falls short. We've got a one-point game at the half. Joe Burns with the one-point lead. Clay County with the momentum.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like.
and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Solana. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local Chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all Chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the boys' Region 4A semifinal, where Clay County trails Joe Burns, but only by one, 26-25 here at halftime. And it's time for your first half breakdown, brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. The Red Devils came out hot and went up 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. They led by seven and stretched it to a 13-point lead until Clay County closed out the first half on a 12-0 run to cut it to one. What's even more impressive, Nate Adams had the first bucket of that 12-0 run, then Nolan Adams the next 10, a 10-0 personal run from the junior Nolan Adams to cut it to a one-point lead here. Clay County trails Joe Burns by one. Nolan leading the way for the Dogs with 14 points at halftime. Cole Leeds has four, Lance Burchett three, Nate Adams two, and Hayden Adams too for Clay County. Leading the way for Joe Burns, Carter Cox leads the Red Devils with 12 first half points. He had all of those in the first quarter, and it was held scoreless in the second. Adam Cox has four, Bryson Douglas three, Adam Riley two, Luke Miller two, and Thomas Head knocked down a three-pointer for the Red Devils, who lead Clay County by one, 26-25 here at the break. Dogs outscore Joe Burns 16-10 in the second quarter to get back in this one. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. We got another half of this Region 4A boys semifinal coming up. But before then, more of the Papa Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, including everybody's favorite, the Subway Trivia Challenge, coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show, Region 4A semifinal. Clay County within 1 point of Joe Burns here at the break. 25-26, Dogs Trail. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the region semifinals of 1977, Coach Thomas Watson led his Salina High School Bulldogs into battle against Webb School. Unfortunately, the Dogs' season ended with a 55-62 loss in the contest. During that final game of the 1977 season, what player finished with 13 rebounds and 22 points? We'll read that one more time. In the region semifinals of 1977, Coach Thomas Watson led his Salina High School Bulldogs into battle against Webb School. Unfortunately, the Dogs' season ended with a 55-62 loss in the contest. During that final game of the 1977 season, what player finished with 13 rebounds and 22 points? If you think you know that answer, please send in your responses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Per usual, Doug knows the answer. He's ineligible, though. Teresa Thompson guesses Gary Plumley. Gary, a senior on that squad, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, but incorrect. Certainly, Gary had a lot of double-doubles in his career. Melissa Smith guesses Booger McLaren, another senior on that squad. Incorrect, though. Of course, Booger, another Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, incorrect on him. That team just full of Clay County Sports Hall of Famers. As a matter of fact, as I think about others, I'm sure we'll see some other names coming in. So keep those guesses coming on the hotline. 30 seconds left, guys, before this third quarter starts. If we could somehow, I wish we didn't have that intermission. I wanted to keep playing and keep that momentum bottled up, lightning in the bottle, Nolan Adams was there.
Yeah, I'm sure Nolan did too, guys. What a run. You know, he saw his team. Hey, this one was about to be over. It was a 13-point ball game done, Doug, and here came Nolan Adams.
Yeah, just kind of one-man show for a while there and got us back in it.
Teresa Thompson comes in with another great guess here. She says Champ Smith. Champ, a senior on that squad, and he was the District 7 tournament MVP. Nate Adams opening up with a three-pointer, first possession of the third. Clay County in front by two, 28-26. Teresa, you're incorrect, though, on that guess of Champ Smith. Douglas comes the other way. His shot no good. Rebound, Hayden Adams. Hayden out to Nolan. Nolan across the timeline. Three on three. Cole Eads, three by left side. Ooh, in and out, no good. Adam Cox knocks it out of bounds, and it's going to be Clay County basketball.
Hey, this is a great job by Hayden Adams. Get in there and force him to knock it out. Just good job of Clay County right there.
Melissa Smith guesses Gary J. Strong. He graduated in 1975. A great guess, but he was already graduating to go. Nate Adams knocking down the jumper from the elbow. 5 points for Nate. It was Nolan with a personal 10-0 run to finish up the second. Well, it's brother Nate with a 5-0 run himself here to open up this third. We have a correct answer on the hotline. Let me update others, though. Linda Strong guessed Eddie McLaren. Travis Crabtree got really close. He guessed Neil Bartlett. Well, Neil is the younger brother of the right answer. Teresa Thompson, the winner tonight. She says James Bartlett. James, the sophomore in 1977, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, our late Uncle Don Napier always talked about the great James Bartlett and how good he was. One of those guys that basically had a double-double every night of his career, and a hard thing to do. But congratulations to Teresa Thompson. She'll be receiving a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat, press, and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Joe Burns had taken a 30-second timeout there. During that break, Nate Adams comes up with a steal. Nate across the timeline, bounce past the Cole Beach. Cole got right back. Shot good. Clay County putting it on him, Doug.
Yeah, just made some defensive play and then scored. It's just really good play right now by Clay County.
32-26, Clay in front by six. Travis almost earns a half credit there for getting Neil Bartlett is the guest. Carter Cox, three-pointer no good. Rebound Nate Adams, quickly out now to Nolan. Nolan across the timeline. Clay County playing well. Nolan going to be called.
No.
He's being fouled by Joe Burns.
Going to be an out-of-bounds play, though. They caught him on the floor early. I think the bottom guy was getting ready to come with a charge, so.
And, guys, it's not just about the ball going through the basket for Clay County. They're cleaning the boards on the other end. The defense is what got this started.
Nice move. Another.
Nice inbound play there.
Yeah, good little spin move. Just kind of, he was overplaying him up top. He just spun baseline and took it to the rack.
34-26, Clay County playing like a team that does not want this to be their last basketball game. Plenty of time, though, when Joe Burns, the District 8 champs, didn't make this road trip to Livingston Academy for nothing, and it's Cox on the nice inside drive. Let me specify, Burton Cox with the inside drive. Remember, he has three personal fouls, not just two. It is Adam Riley, I think, that has three. 5:55 and ticking third quarter.
Clay County just went man, too.
Clay County up six, 34-28.
Burton Cox stops the Clay County run, dating back to the first half at 19-0, guys.
Golly, 19-0 run. No wonder we felt like we had a little momentum. We did. Nate on the inside drive called for the travel. Just one move too many.
Well, he kind of got bumped there, and when he did, he had to take the extra step. And,
yeah.
And that's what, these officials are letting that go here tonight, and I kind of like that. It's been physical, but they're still calling lots of fouls. That's how physical this game is.
Number two, he's checked in for Joe Burns. We believe that to be senior Tyler McKinney. Now a foul called on Clay. I think Nate.
No, I think they got that on Lance right there.
Yes, it was Lance Burchett. Second personal for Lance. Joe Burns on the inbound play. Long two-pointer by Adam Cox. 34-29. So Joe Burns staying close. Oh, look at Lance Burchett. He says, I don't want him that close, Doug. Yeah. Knocks down a three, top of the key.
Yeah, just kind of stepped into that in rhythm. That's pretty nice.
37-29. Clay up by eight. Actually, 37-30 they have on the scoreboard. They changed it just then.
That's what it should be.
4:55 and ticking now a traditional post move by Adam Cox. Hayden Adams, though, denied. Great defense, though. Now another foul on the floor against Clay.
There's Nolan on that one.
First personal against Nolan, so maybe calling it a little tighter here. Opening up this third quarter out of the officials, and that's okay. Clay County's just going to have to adjust back. Towards the end of the second, they were letting them get after it pretty good.
Well, I think they still are. I just think we've got a little more physical.
Ooh, takeaway. Jump ball going to be called here. It should be anyway, unless it's a Joe Burns. Ooh, they got Joe Burns. Adam Riley picks
four
up his fourth personal. And I know head coach Joseph Northington probably going to protest that. But
yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough call right there. You know, both players had kind of had possession of the ball. It got knocked up in the air, and they both went for it.
I thought it was a ball.
Yeah, I thought he got tied up right there.
Northington didn't seem too upset. Perhaps he agreed with the officials, or maybe just the cool cat. Lance Burgett with it, top of the key. Well defended by Burton Cox. A great matchup there between the senior and the junior. Lance loses the handle, regather by Hayden. Hayden to Nolan, Nolan to Cole. Cole in a trap, passes back to Nolan, deep left wing. He's going to dribble on the Wildcat logo here at Dover Bond Memorial Gymnasium. Now drives inside. He's fouled by Burton Cox, and that is the third, I think. Let's listen to the PA here.
He got it on, should be on Carter Cox, maybe.
Oh, was it?
23, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Carter Cox, second personal for Carter. Clay County to inbound here. Nolan going to work it in, 4:14 mark of the third. Takeaway. Burton Cox comes up with the steal. The junior point guard dribbles to the other end, picks up the dribble, steps on the sideline.
There you go. Good pressure for Clay County right there.
This floor must be painted a little strange, maybe a little tight. Nolan Adams and now we see Burton Cox both stepping on the sideline.
Yeah, they went that little trap, and he kind of stepped back. He was right there on the line. So
yeah, good play.
Good job by Lance Burchett there, and then Cole East coming to double-team to cause that turnover.
Halfway through the third quarter. 4 minute mark now. 37-30. Clay up by seven. Make it 10. Lance Burchett, second three pointer of the quarter. Clay up by 10. 40-30 here. Winner of this one's going on to Thursday night's Region 4A Championship. The loser's season is done. The winner also stamps their ticket to a Monday night sub-state game. Adam Cox kicks outside to Miller. Miller now to Carter Cox. Boy, Carter Cox, I'm very impressed with the freshman. Just a very bright career for him at Joe Burns High School. Burton Cox dribbles inside, dumps off to Carter. Carter gets the bucket left side.
His first bucket since the first quarter, guys. Clay County's really locked in on Carter Cox.
Yeah, since they switched that man, they really struggled against that man Joe Burns had.
Of course, Carter had two big three-pointers in that first quarter. And things were looking pretty grim at one time. Nolan Adams shaking up.
Kind of knocked knees right there a little bit, looked like.
Clay County to inbound. Of course, last night during that second girls semifinal game, Clark Range Pickett County saw senior point guard Emmy Lowe get injured. About the two-minute mark of that first quarter, we were calling the game for WDEB 103.9, filling in for our friend Gary Clark, whose mother had passed away. And, folks, just pray for Emmy Lowe. Just a good report in ways today from what I hear, but also a bad one, a broken nose, I think a swollen spleen perhaps, and just hate to hear that. Nothing malicious, just a freak accident. Feet got tangled as she was in the air and hit hard. Just a bad-looking scene here last night as she was here on the court for around 15 minutes before they took her out.
Yeah, it was about a whole lot more than basketball last night here in this gym, and just proud to hear that she's doing well, and our thoughts are with her.
Nate Adams on the inbound three-pointer, no good. Rebound McKinney for Joe Burns, 40-32. Red Devils trailing by eight. Carter Cox, deep two ball, no good. Rebound, Lance Burchett. Burchett coming out of there, 2-on-1. Warner Mountain, Lance Burchett. Burchett to the hole, shot good. That's a tough thing as a defender. Two guards burning down on you. You got to pick your poison, and Lance just picked it for him with a jump shot. Puts Clay County back up by 10, 42-32. On the floor for Clay County, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, Warner Mountain, Hayden Adams, and Cole Eads. Nolan over there getting a breather. And it don't last long. He's already back at the scorer's table. Burton Cox knocks down a three ball from left wing. Draws it back to a seven-point game. Joe Burns on the season. Their six losses come to Greenbrier, Sycamore, White House Heritage, Liberty Creek, White House, Portland in a four overtime game, 101-96, the final score of that one. That's the six losses. Clay County, similarly, only seven losses. Three of them come to Pickett, one to Livingston, two to Jackson, one to Gordonsville. Neither team with a bad loss. Colleagues, three ball in there. Clay County just lighting it up from three-point land in the third quarter.
Just a great job of Clay County moving the ball, getting open shots, and knocking them down.
Minute 15 left in this third quarter. Burton Cox drives, travels. Oh, a foul on the floor. We'll have to take it. Lance Burchett, I think, going to be called for the call. And the Clay County fans don't appreciate the call. But that's all right. That's part of it. Thomas, you called it earlier. Pretty evenly called game. Both teams have had times they were frustrated at a call.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And Lance probably did get a little of Cox that time.
Joe Burns on the inbound off to our right. Teams did switch ends of the court, obviously, at the half. Joe Burns shooting the hoop to our right during this second half. Clay County the hoop to our left. Joe Burns, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing their white home jerseys, red numerals on them trimmed in black. Clay County, the visiting team on the scoreboard, wearing their gold travel jerseys, black numerals on them. Nate Adams picks up his third personal. So that's something we've got to be aware of going into this stretch, Doug, is the foul count.
Yeah. Well, Hayden just kind of got under him a little right there.
Oh, was it on Hayden?
That's on Hayden, yeah.
Okay.
He just kind of gave him a little shove underneath.
I thought they said Nate. I apologize. Adam Cox, maybe his first point. He worked hard to get it there.
He's actually got eight tonight, but that's good. Against a really good player in Adam Cox. Hayden Adams, the senior for Clay County, doing a good job against him. But you can see the moves he's got
in the
post.
And, you know, he's one of those players. He don't look the score line. He can score, though. He looks to... When he gets it, he's looking for somebody. But he can make that score. I mean, he distributes the ball very well.
And only a junior. Adam Riney, a junior. Burton Cox, a junior. This team going to be really good next year, even though they're losing senior Bryson Douglas, senior Connor McKinney, and others. A lot of key pieces coming back for head coach Joseph Northington. Nate at the line, shooting two.
1-1.
Missed the first, hit the second. 46-37. Clay up by nine. 40 seconds left in this third quarter. Field of 32 teams getting cut in half to 16 tonight. Adam Cox pulls the trigger on a three left side. He can do it from outside,
too.
That's what
I'm saying. He can score. He just don't look to score a lot. You know, and now he's got the position where he needs to score some, and he can do it.
Adam Cox knocks down that three, makes the five-point game. Here Carter Cox is with a takeaway. Steals it from Nate Adams, and now we're going to see a defensive foul call against Nolan. 46-40, I'm sorry, not 45-40. Clay up by six.
And a good job by Joe Burns here. They kind of, took Clay County's best punch there, Doug. Clay County surged out to a lead by as many as 10, three or four different times, but they keep coming.
Yeah, and that's what you expect, though. You got two good teams out there. They're going to make runs and go after it. So we just got to keep putting pressure on and keep going.
Carter Cox to the line shooting free throws, hits the first. He's got a good stroke from that spot. Pretty good stroke from any place on the floor, it seems like. 46-41 now.
He definitely don't like your typical freshman.
No. Second one's way also good. Yeah, I mean, he's probably got a couple inches to grow potentially still during his high school career. Nate Adams on the inbound. 15 seconds. Drives all the way down. 4-foot floater. Good. Shots that were not falling early for Nate starting to fall now in this third quarter, 48-42. Joe Burns with it, under 10 seconds left in the third. Thomas Head, top of the key, works to the left against Warner Melton, shot off the glass is good. What a bank to hit and score for Joe Burns. As the buzzer sounds here at Livingston Academy, we're through three quarters in the Region 4A semifinal. Joe Burns, 44, Clay County, 48.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the Region 4A Boys Semifinals, where Clay County leads Joe Burns 48-42, up by six. And it's time for your dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. Clay County being led by Nolan Adams, 16 points. Two more into double figures. Lance Burchett with 11. Nate Adams with 10, and Cole Leeds with 9. Hayden Adams also has 2. Carter Cox, 16 for the Red Devils. Adam Cox has 11. Bryson Douglas, 3. Adam Riley, 2. Burton Cox, 5. Luke Miller, 2. And Thomas Head, 5 for the Red Devils, who trail Clay County by 6, 48-42, headed into the final quarter here. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company, serving you since 1962. Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Adam Cox missed an 8-foot jumper, got his own rebound, backed up, and hit a 3-pointer. Lance Burchett comes the other way, and he hits his jumper in the lane. Both teams scoring at will here to open up the fourth, 50-47. Clay County in front by 3. Joe Burns with the basketball. 7:25 left in this fourth and final quarter. Nolan Adams knocks it away from Burton Cox. Nate Adams picks up the loose ball, gives it to his cousin Lance Burchett. Lance going to slow it down. Jump stop, 3 ball, top of the key. Yeah! Lance Burchett draining it there. A 5-0 run for Burchett. And the Dogs, timeout taken here. 53-47. Coach Edwards thrilled as he welcomes his team into the bench in this full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Dogs up by 6.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in the Region 4A Boys Semifinals, where they lead Joe Burns by 6, 53-47.
Adam Cox to the bunk, kicks out to Carter. Carter long two-pointer. It's good. An 18-foot jumper just knocking it down. 53-49. Clay County working against pressure. Masterfully handles it. Lance Burchett across the timeline. Lance going to hand off to Nolan. Nolan defended by Burton Cox. Ooh, Burton Cox taking it away from Nolan Adams. That's a hard thing to do. Nice job by Burton Cox. And Nolan Adams wants the shot of big number 11, Adam Riley.
Heck of a defense play with Nolan right there. You get the ball stole from you, you can either drop your head or you can get back. Nolan got back.
Sure did. Lance Burchett now for Clay County. Jump stop in the lane, reverse layup. No good. Rebound, Adam Cox. 6:15 left in this contest. Both teams playing some of the best ball of the night right here. 53-49, Clay County up by 4. Burton Cox, Nolan Adams, having a showdown out top. Now they hand back off to Riley, who gives to Miller. Miller back to Cox, back inside to Miller. Miller shot from the block, good. Luke Miller with several points in this contest. He's just a good solid reserve down there on the post off the bench. Lance dribbles behind the back, gets it to Nate. Nate to Hayden. Hayden with it, back to Lance. Lance. Shot fake back to Hayden. Shot up. Good. Hayden Adams with his fourth point of the night, and it was a big one.
Huge bucket right there.
That baseline jumper that he has become so well known for here during his senior campaign. 4 points the lead for Clay. Both of these teams playing some quality basketball right here. Adam Cox to the hoop. Misses the shot. Got his rebound. Put back. Good. Cox really stepping up.
Yeah. That's just super impressive right there. Grown man play by Cox.
Nolan Adams the other way. His jumper no good. Burton Cox touches it. Nate recollects it.
Oh, he stepped
and
out.
He stepped on the sideline in front of the Clay bench. The momentum, just too much to stop.
Yeah.
And Joe Burns with an opportunity to tie or take the lead now. 2-point ball game. 5 minutes left, Daniel.
55-53. Doug, just both of these teams putting it, cranking it up to 11 here in this fourth quarter.
Look, kind of what you expected, guys. Just two good teams knocking it out right now.
5 minutes remain. Douglas, left wing, defended by Nate Adams, kicks it to Miller. Miller to Burton Cox. Cox defended by Nolan. Now Adam Cox, three ball, no good. Rebound, Nate Adams. Nate gives to Lance. Clay County puts on the brakes. 4:40 left in this one. Clay would like a bucket to stretch this back to a two-possession game. 55-53. Joe Burns has not led in a long time. Clay County took over early in the third and has led the remainder of this contest. Original five starters. Lance going to drive here, perhaps, against Adam Cox.
Yeah, big mismatch here for Lance Burns.
If you want.
Lance gives it off to Nate. Joe Burns led 26-25 at the half. Right now, Clay up 55-53. Adam Cox called for the foul. And that's what happens. You mentioned the matchup. And for Adam Cox to stay with Lance Burchett in space, he had to get hands on him.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I mean, Adam Cox is a very athletic big man. But out on the perimeter against one of the quickest guys that Clay County's got, it was just a mismatch that he couldn't do anything with.
Well, it's a five spot, a center guarding a point guard. It's basically a five on a one. And officials, we've got an official timeout.
He's trying to figure out who the foul was on right there.
Oh, well, it was against Adam Cox, I assume.
Yeah, I think he just, I don't know.
They never had told the PA announcer. And he doesn't announce it, so either way, 4:10 left here in this contest, 55-53. Burchett gives back to Nate. Nate defended by Miller. Most past him. Kicks to Nolan. Nolan, three ball in the corner. You bet. Yes, sir. 57-53. Make it 58-53, rather. 5 points the difference. Burton Cox with it. Defended by Nolan Adams. 3:45 and ticking. Fourth quarter. They try to go inside to Adam Cox. Hayden Adams shuts that down. They can't do so. Douglas, three ball, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Big Miller. Taken away by Nolan Adams. Nolan doing it all here tonight, stealing the ball, getting assists, knocking down threes, driving inside, blocking shots off the backboard. What has he not done?
I can't answer that.
3:20. Time getting a little shorter here. Still a lot of time. Both teams with several timeouts left to use. Douglas going to be called for the foul. That is the second team foul of the quarter against Joe Burns. Clay County with none here in the fourth quarter.
Well, this is where Clay County's got to be patient, run their stuff, take care of the ball right here.
And they've done that on the last three or four possessions, Daniel. And, you know, Coach Edwards has to be pleased.
Lance Burchett with it on the inbound. 3:05 and ticking. Clay up by five. So Riley defending Burchett.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you go big, as Joe Burns has, is you just can't stick with them.
Nolan misses the three, left side. Rebound Miller. Pass ahead to Burton Cox. Cox lay up no good, but he's fouled by Nolan Adams. So we'll see Burton Cox going to the line to shoot two. We talk about good and bad fouls. That one maybe not that bad of a foul. Prevented the layup.
Yeah.
And now Cox going to the line to shoot two. Third for Nolan. You certainly don't want him giving up the fourth one that easy. Cox hits the first free throw. On the floor for Joe Burns, Carter Cox, Burton Cox, Adam Cox. They're joined by Adam Riley and Bryson Douglas. Clay County playing with co-leads Nate Adams, Hayden Adams, Nolan Adams, and Lance Burchett. So the three Adamses against the three Cox boys.
They call that foul on Cole, I believe.
And that's twice now. The last two fouls on either end, the officials have had trouble letting the official score over there know where the foul's on. Doug, yeah. You've called a great many games. You just sometimes forget.
Well, you figure, most times when you call it, you pick that number up right off the bat. They must just be turned away from it before they're getting the number and kind of losing who it is.
Cox hits both of those free throws, so they called it on Cole, not Nolan.
Yeah.
Okay. 58-55, one possession game. Clay up by three. Lance to Nate. Nate across the timeline, kicks to Cole. Cole at right wing, step back, three, no good. Rebound Hayden Adams. Hayden loses it. Burton Cox comes up with it. Pass ahead to
he missed it.
Riley. He misses his layup, and now a foul call against Burton Cox, his fourth. I've learned all these Red Devils, but Adam Riley, I've had trouble remembering his name.
Yeah, just tough one there. He got under the rim a little too far there and couldn't get it to go. And then Nolan Adams just ripping down the rebound for Clay County.
2.5 minutes left. Clay quickly into the front court. Lance going to put on the brakes, though. 225 and ticking. 25-year veteran head coach Rob Edwards trying to win his 15th region semifinal game. He's 14-3 in this round during his career.
And Joe Burns is going to have trouble here because the matchups, there's just no way they can guard Clay County's guards on the perimeter.
Nate drives inside, bounce pass to Hayden, Hayden to Cole, and again we reset. 2 minutes left in the contest.
You know, even Adam Cox and others just can't stick with them.
Turnover here, shot blocked. As Nate went to the hole, Adam Cox blocked the shot. Now Cox with the left block, his shot up and good. 1 point difference here. Timeout taken by Joe Burns, I believe, called this timeout. Minute 50 left in the contest, 58-57. Full timeout taken, so we'll go to break here in the Region 4A semifinal. Clay leads by one.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Livingston Academy for the boys Region 4A semifinal. And what a game we've had. And it's a 1 point ball game with Clay County leading Joe Burns 58-57, under 2 minutes left in this one. Of course, this audio only broadcast being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Doug, under two to go in this one. What's Coach Edwards telling his team?
Has it calmed down? Just work a ball, get a good shot. That's what you're looking for right now.
Clay working against pressure. They get across the timeline. Here we are again, minute 40 left. Clay up by one. Burchett defended by Riley. Lance gets past him. Into the lane, puts on the brakes, shot up, no good. Rebound, Carter Cox, he loses the handle, Lance picks it back up. No, nobody does. Burton Cox comes up with it. Elliott passed to Riley, knocked away by Nolan Adams, regathered by Riley, his layup no good, Nate Adams the rebound. Minute 20 left in this, and Bryson Douglas called for a foul. Fourth team foul against Joe Burns, so one more will put Clay County at the free throw line. And this is down to the nitty gritty. Minute 20 left, Clay up by one, elimination action. Exactly what you want to see in a region semi.
Yeah, just frantic play from both teams, going all out, Doug, on the floor, both ends.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, got a battle to the end right here. It's still anybody's game right now.
Nate works it into Lance. Clock starts, minute 20 and ticking. Clay County shooting this hoop to our left as we sit atop the visiting bleachers here at Livingston Academy. Joe Burns ended Clay County season a year ago. Can Clay County do it to the Red Devils tonight?
And this is where you want it, in Lance Burchett's hands.
Lance with it, circles the wagons, resets. Thomas head there with good defense. He's all over him. Near takeaway by Burton Cox. Nate going to drive. He's fouled. So Nate going to go to the line to shoot two. 53.9 seconds on this clock. Clay up by one. Senior Nate Adams, first team All-District 7A player at the line to shoot two. First one's good.
Big bucket right there.
Yeah, it was. Clay up by two. On the floor for Clay. Nate Nolan Adams, along with Hayden Adams, co-leads and Lance Burchett. Seconds away. Good. Nate on the season, a 63% free throw shooter. He's had times of struggle from there. He was good on that power. Full timeout taken. We'll play one ad and come back here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County up by three. Joe Burns with the ball. 53.9 seconds left.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones.
Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to the boys' Region 4A semifinals. Under a minute to play here. Clay County leads Joe Burns by 360-57. Of course, this broadcast, audio only, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Daniel, it's going to come down to the wire.
Coming down to it. 53.9 seconds left. Joe Burns trailing by three. Doug, 53.9. Can be a long time or a short time.
Again, just play good solid D right here. You can beat kind of aggressive for Clay County. We've only got one team foul, so.
Burton Cox with it. Close to the defending man on Adams. Crosses the timeline. Gives to Carter Cox. Carter being held scoreless perhaps in this fourth quarter. He's not had many. Thomas Head with it. Down to 39 seconds. Clay up by three. Burton Cox dribbles to the left. Ooh, a foul going to be called on Nolan Adams. Going to just take the foul. Can't have a reaction to that. I'd love to saw a jump ball call.
And like I said, that's not bad there. Like I said,
no.
Be aggressive, but that's only the second team foul. So.
Now, it's the fourth for Nolan. Oh, they just announced third because the other was cold.
Yeah, because they took it off while ago.
So Nolan can do another one like that if he wants to here. 33 seconds left.
You know, how many people can do what he does? Sticks both hands in there, guys, and grabs a hold of the ball. And I thought he done it clean.
Yeah, it looked clean.
That's a pretty nice defensive play.
Adam Rowley to inbound beside the Red Devil bench. 30 seconds the clock starts. Burton Cox with it. Bounce pass over to Riley. Riley defended by Lance Burge at 25 seconds here. Clay up by three. Carter Cox with it. Close to defending by Cole Leeds. Gives back to Burton Cox. Ooh, they're going to call a foul on Nolan Adams now. Nolan's got four. Going to have to back off a touch.
Yeah.
We can't lose him here. Got to have him on the court. 20 seconds left now as we see Joe Burns again in. Now Clay County can give one more foul without sending to the free throw line. Burton Cox with it. No call on his charge. And Nate Adams rebound. Cox missed a shot. And a foul. 12.7 seconds, Doug, on this clock. We're going to walk to the other end. Nate Adams going to go back to the free throw line to shoot two where he just hit a pair of minutes ago.
Well, that kind of confused me there. It looked like Joe Burns was working for a three the whole time. Right there, just a bucket's all you need.
They finally drove in.
Like I said, if you get the three, take it. But this going for a three look like right off the bat.
Nate at the line to take two shots. Clay up by three, 60-57. First one's good.
Big bucket right there.
Baby.
Making that two possessions was huge.
Clay up by four. Things looking better all the time, but 12.7 can be a long time.
Woo.
Both of them are good. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Edwards. We'll stay on air here. Region 4A semifinal. Clay County threatening to end the District 8 champion Joe Burns Red Devil season. Doug, in this timeout, what are we talking about here?
Well, same thing we've been talking about. You know, with good solid day, you still got a foul to give. If you get a little aggressive, you're okay. You don't want to, right? 12.7 seconds. You just don't want to give them an easy bucket as far as a three. Make them take a two. Make them take a two right here. And like I said, if you get aggressive, a foul don't hurt you right now.
Yeah, and I think I agree with Doug. You know, guard the three-point line. If they want to juke and go around you, let them go.
Yep.
Let them get the two. They're going to have to immediately foul Daniel. And Clay County's been perfect at the line here in the fourth quarter.
You know, if they score a bucket, you got 5 seconds to get it in. The game
That's
could
true.
Be over.
Ooh.
You know, so if it gets...
Unless they call a timeout,
I don't know where they're on timeout.
Right.
I'm sure if they score, you're probably going to see a timeout.
Looks like
if he's got
it. On the scoreboard, both teams have one left. Timeout.
Here we go. 12.7 seconds. Riley to inbound for the Red Devils against some Clay County pressure. Just denying there. Now we're picking it up. Under 10 seconds and ticking. Carter Cox with it, defended by Eads. Three ball away, no good. Adam Cox, the rebound, gets to Thomas Head. His jumper, no good. Clay County going to do it. Foul call. We're going to walk to the other end with 0.6 seconds on the clock. And for the, oh, no, they say, they wave it off and say, let it run. Buzzer sounds. This one's done. Joe Burns has fallen here.
No, they're going to have to put time back and shoot it.
Well, it'll
be 0.6 seconds.
Yeah.
But.
Clay County going to exterminate the Joe Burns Red Devils, exercise them, so to speak, here at Livingston Academy tonight. 6 tenths of a second on the clock. Clay up by five. Cole leads at the line to shoot two. This feels good. 2022, the last time that Clay County played sub-state ball. We went to the Final Four that year before being eliminated. Last two seasons saw the season end in the region quarterfinals. So both teams, boys and girls, going to play for region titles over the next two nights. Covey hits the first, makes the six-point game. What about it, Doug?
Well, just an excellent ball game. I mean, we just got on the ropes, and Coach Everett made a change, went man, and Nolan Adams goes crazy.
Cole hits them both. Inbound this one goes final. 64-57, the final score. Clay County survives, goes to 20-7 on the season. Joe Burns sees their season end also at 20-7. Stay with us, folks, for the Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, and what a Region 4 tournament it has been here at Livingston Academy. We saw the Clay County girls last night win their semifinal against East Robertson. They'll play for gold tomorrow night against Clark Range. Well, guess what? The Clay County boys just did the same thing, eliminating the Joe Burns Red Devils. They'll be playing for gold on Thursday night. Here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, we're going to get into what we call the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
Yeah, Daniel, you described it very well. Just a great game here between two really good teams, and it was all Joe Burns early on as they took a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter, and then a 9-0 run gave them an 11-point lead to start it. They stretched it out to 13 midway through the second, Doug. It was 26-13. Nate Adams made a bucket, and then Nolan Adams made the rest of them in the first half. A personal 10-0 run by Nolan Adams to cut it to a 1-point ball game, but he wasn't done. He and his brother opened up the second half, made it a 19-0 unanswered scoring streak by Clay County, and they surged ahead by as many as 8. So what a response by the Dogs. They got up by 10 three different times, and then here come the Red Devils. Got as close as 2 down the stretch, cut it to 1. With seconds to go, and then Nate Adams, perfect from the free throw line when they mattered. Just a great job by both teams, and Clay County just had a little bit more.
Yeah, this excellent play by Clay County. The seniors stepped up tonight, which you expect that could be the last game, but you know Nolan was the difference early to get that game swing. Scored a lot, had steals, deflections, just doing it all. Defense turned that game. It just turned the game. Not just, you know, Nolan, but he made those plays in that little stretch. He got us back in it and stretched that lead. It's everybody. You know, Hayden Adams probably guarding one of the toughest guys to defend all year. Done an excellent job on what he wound up with, but he done an excellent job on him.
Yeah, Daniel, and again, credit to Red Devils, too. You know, this is a District 8 champions coming in here. Now, I thought they played like it against Clay County.
Oh, I think so. You saw why they were the District 8 champs, so they were here. We talked about how great Adam Cox was, and each time out we took tonight and how everything ran through him. Carter Cox, the talented freshman, they got all the pieces. Well coached, a good team inside and out. Clay County coming to life, though, and playing some of the best ball of the season is what got it done here.
Yeah, and multiple players, you know, saw the Red Devils battle through foul trouble early on, and they just kept coming. Clay County had a little bit out of their own, but you mentioned them, Adam Cox and Carter Cox. Both finished with 18, according to my count. I may have missed one, I'm not sure. Adam Cox coming on late, and then, of course, Carter Cox, the freshman, with 12 points of that 18 in the first quarter to get to jump Joe Burns out to the big lead. Also, Bryson Douglas with 3, Adam Riley had 2, Burton Cox with 7, Luke Miller 4, and Thomas Head 5. So, you know, those two players will be back next year. Clay County's going to have to contend with them.
Oh, yeah, and, of course, Gordon's going to move over to that. So it don't get any easier on anybody. You know, these dudes are going to be solid, and just a good, solid team that you're definitely going to see more of.
For Clay County, 4 in the double figures, including Hayden Adams, just 4 points tonight, but we talked about what he did defensively, played really well. Rebounding was going to be huge coming into this game. Don't get me wrong, the Red Devils got theirs, but they didn't dominate the boards, Doug, and I thought that was because of Hayden Adams.
Well, early, we wouldn't get any second chances. Once we started making that run, we got a lot of opportunity. I don't know what the rebound wound up, but it was pretty even, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
By the end of the night.
Then again, 4 in double figures. Cole Leeds with 11, Nate Adams with 14, Lance Virgil with 16, and Nolan Adams with a team high 19 for the Dogs, and that's just hard to beat.
No doubt, no doubt. And, you know, hitting those averages, those four have averaging double digits throughout this whole season. Folks, that Bulldog wrap-up is from Route T Big Hole Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abog Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Time now on this Farm Bureau post-game show to announce the TDS top performer from this contest.
No other way to go but the momentum changer, and that was Nolan Adams. They've got a lot of Cox. We've got a lot of Adams. I just called the wrong one. Nolan Adams, Doug. We've seen him do it time and time again. He's just, like I said, the momentum changer for Clay County.
Yeah, he went on that 10-0 run scoring, but he had in that run he had 4 or 5 steals and 4 or 5 deflections to get things going. So it just changed the game when Clay County could go to the man. But I think that was a thing Coach Edwards seen, that they're letting them play physical, not calling much. That was a plus to us, so we went to that man, it worked, and we let them play.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about it. I can't remember the game, but, Doug, you said it. Nolan Adams feels like he can't be guarded by anyone. I think he got in that mode tonight, Daniel.
Yeah, I think so. We've seen him flirt around with that 30-point mark several times tonight. It wouldn't hurt it there as far as the scoring because it was so balanced. But he's just turned on. He's hit a whole nother level coming down this stretch. Let's go back to the start of February on down to this point, this 6 weeks. He's played as good at basketball as you can. You know, I'd hate to see somebody in the state of Tennessee playing a whole lot better than he has because he's been great. And, you know, Nolan, one of those guys, he loves the big stage. When you get here in this big elimination contest in front of the big crowd, when the atmosphere is at its tensest, that's when he is at his best. And I think we saw some of the best basketball we've seen him play in his career right here tonight, starting with that second quarter run.
Yeah, well, and I think, too, you know, you said his eyes got big on offense. They got big on defense tonight. You've seen a difference in them on defense for a change. Not that his defense ain't great, but tonight it was a different level of defense. Really excellent job by Nolan.
Well, again, it wasn't just about stopping somebody. It was about picking their pocket.
Yeah.
He had his eye on the ball, and he was getting it.
Man, well, you know, I think, you know, guys like Heath Times and Eli Smith and Gunnar Silk and all those guys, there's others that we've had that can just get right in your pocket and stay there. I don't know if any of them do it as good as Nolan Adams does, you know, and to be included alongside those guys, that's something. You're talking about an all-time great defender. He's right there with
them. That's some company right there.
No doubt.
It is. That's
no
a
doubt.
Group that's just great.
Tonight's TDS top performer, Nolan Adams, brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Jimmy Burchett, another one of those out-top great defenders as well. There's been so many. Coach Edwards always likes to identify that guy, and he's definitely got his guy on the perimeter of that defense with Nolan Adams there. All right, guys. Well, you know, I said at the start of this week, I left the house on Monday, and I can't remember if I told my wife, Tiff, or if it was Fletcher, as we was heading out the door. I said, well, I hope this is the first of four trips this week, Livingston Academy. Well, guess what? It was. This was trip number two. Three and four is going to come tomorrow night and Thursday night for Region Gold. Guaranteed sub-state games Saturday for girls, Monday for boys. Only thing to be determined, are we going to go on the road? We're going to have them in Joe Sims' gym. It's going to be fun finding out.
Yeah, and it's also for two titles, guys.
Oh, yeah.
You can't discount the fact a region championship means a whole lot. You earn a home sub-state game, the best atmosphere in high school basketball. And, Doug, we got a lot in front of us.
Yeah, well, I mean, your goal is to get through the elimination round. You've got through that right now. So the next round's kind of, you know, house money. You got to go out there ready to play. You want that championship. But you're still moving on. That's why, you know, you got to prepare, be ready to go. But you made it through where you had to.
Yeah, and we know the Lady Dogs are going to get Clark Range, Daniel. The Dogs are going to get a District 7A foe, as we're going to see Pickett County and Gorsville go at it in the second semifinal here.
Yeah, you know, if we're sitting here picking, I may end up looking foolish with this, but I'm feeling Gordon. I think Gordon's might get upset. Of course, they beat Pickett at the end of the regular season, so it wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, and it's coin flip, Doug, on who Clay County wants to play. I mean, it's a District 7A foe.
Yeah, well.
Just flip a coin.
And like I said, start that game. There's no secrets right now. Yeah, everybody know what everybody's doing. So, you know, either way, you got a quality opponent. I mean, there's not an easy game left. So it's just time to just take who comes to you and do what you do.
Yeah, and if you want to see who gets the outcome in this second semifinal, flip over on Facebook to our friends at the Upper Cumberland Reporter. Casey Bolden and Jack Bolden will have the call, and going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, going to be great. They do a good job, and I'll probably tune in myself as I go to Burger King and then drive on home. Awful happy with this big Bulldog win tonight. Clay County moving on to Thursday night's Region Boys title game, 7 o'clock tip right here at Livingston Academy. We'll be on our 6:45 H&H Arnold Cooking Parts pregame show. We'll go live with that one, as we will tomorrow night for the girls. Any final thoughts, guys?
No, just don't get any better than this, guys. Don't get any better.
No doubt.
Folks, for Doug Strong, for Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.